Is your soul longing for the deep things of God? Deep Calls to Deep with Dr. Gail Bailey is on the air.
Through the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one, the enemy is whispering lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see.
This is Dr. Gail Bailey, pastor of Deliverance Tabernacle, welcoming you to the broadcast today. Deliverance Tabernacle is located at 395 Knox Court in Denver, Colorado. That's right on the corner of 4th and Knox. So today's broadcast is sponsored by the Congregation of Deliverance Tabernacle, and I just want to say to them, thank you so much, and God bless you. I know you love me, and I sure love you. So before we get into today's message, let me give you the church service times. Sunday morning at 11 a.m. is when our morning service is, and this includes nursery and children's church. Then on Wednesday night, we have Bible study and Bible clubs for all ages, from nursery through adults. And right now, we have two different tracks of teaching that is available on Wednesday night for the adult Bible student. Pastor John and Marie Perez are teaching on marriage and relationship. And then I am teaching on Logos to Rhema, which talks about the power of the spoken word of God. And adults can choose whichever track works the best for them. And that way they get the absolute most out of their Wednesday night Bible study with us there at the church. Also, if they have children, they can bring them into one of our Bible club classes, or we have a middle school class and we have a high school class. And so we just invite you to come and to be a part of the service and the worship there at Deliverance Tabernacle. Deliverance Tabernacle does have a strong food bank and evangelism ministries, as well as special services that we sponsor throughout the month. The last Sunday of every month, we have an evening service, and we usually have a guest speaker or guest singers that come and just minister to us and bring the Word of God, sometimes from a different angle. Don't you just love that kind of thing? I love to hear different renditions of how people interpret God's Word. And so this month, March 26, which is the last Sunday in March, at 6 p.m., Crystal River will be live and in concert. Now, for those of you that don't know the ministry of Crystal River, they are out of Lubbock, Texas, and they have kind of a Southern gospel flair, but I'm telling you, they will stir your heart. We just absolutely love Crystal River and invite you once again this month, the last Sunday of the month at 6 p.m., that is March 26, and Crystal River will be live and in concert. So I want to get right into the message today and encourage you to get your Bible out and follow along during this study of Kinsman Redeemer. I believe that this is a very powerful Bible study that if you understand it, it will help you to understand your capabilities in Christ Jesus. So I just want to go back and review some of the major points of law that have to be satisfied and just a couple of things that we took a look at in some of our past messages on Kinsman Redeemer. Number one, there are four major points of law that have to be satisfied to fulfill the law of the Kinsman Redeemer. These are, he must be a family member. And we know that Jesus Christ was our Kinsman Redeemer. We also know that he is our brother through the flesh of Mary, and he remained pure through the blood of his father. And so, therefore, as a family member, he qualifies in that point of law to be Kinsman Redeemer. So then the second point of law that we took a look at that Jesus Christ satisfied is that he must have no sin debt of his own. Now, this is a very important point because man, the whole race of mankind, is in debt to God because of his sin. Therefore, any person of the human race is not able to pay the debt, for every human has sin debt. And the Bible even teaches us, because of our sin debt, that it is appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. But Jesus Christ, who is our Kinsman Redeemer, he lived and walked on the face of the earth without sin. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 4:15 through 16 that we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And it is for this reason that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in the time of need. And I don't know about you, but there isn't a day that goes by that I don't need mercy from the Lord, and I don't need the grace of God operating in my life. And so I thank God that not only did he purchase that for me, but he poured that out upon me so that I could live and walk in the power of his mercy and in his grace. So the third point of the law is that he must be able to pay the debt. It's okay if somebody comes and says, you know, I wish I could pay that debt, but I don't have any money. That just shows that their heart is in the right place. But Jesus not only says that to us, showing that his heart was in the right place, but he also says to us, I am able to pay the debt. Because he walked upon the face of this earth for 33 and a half years without sin. He has no sin debt to God. He lived a pure, sustained life before the Lord God Almighty, fulfilling every will and every purpose that God had for him in his life. Even in those hard places when he had to fall upon his face in the Garden of Gethsemane and say, God, you know, if I could rewrite this plan now that I've walked upon the face of the earth, I would beg you not to make me drink from this bitter, bitter cup. And he began to tell the Lord, this is going to be a hard thing, God. He began to talk to the Lord and he began to say, you know, my flesh doesn't want to endure this. My flesh doesn't want to endure the suffering and the cruelty. My flesh doesn't want to be ridiculed and walk through the streets and to be embarrassed and ashamed. My flesh doesn't want to feel the weight of sin come upon me. And as he began to finish his discourse before God and his plea before the Lord, at the end of that, he said, you know what? This is not about my will, God, but this is about your will. And I am able, I am willing to pay that debt. And so that was the final point of law, that fourth point. He had to be willing to pay it. And even before the foundation of the world, the Bible tells us that he stepped up as the Lamb of God, and that his blood was shed before the foundation of the world. And so he has absolutely satisfied all four points of law. And this makes him our kinsman redeemer. I am so grateful to him. And I just want to take a moment and say to him today, thank you so much for looking down upon me and seeing me in my sin. Thank you for seeing me. Even in Ezekiel, it says, you passed by me and you saw me in my own blood, and you said to me, live. Yea, live. And I thank you for that word that spoke into my life. It spoke life into me. And so thank you just absolutely from the bottom of my heart. So the next review that I want to do of the messages that we've already taken a look at on the radio broadcast centers around the fall of Lucifer and his hatred for God's people. Let me tell you, he absolutely hates you. He hates you. At creation, he was a powerful angel who was known as the Morning Star. And he was given the high position as prince over all the earth until the end of the age. Then he became lifted up in pride and challenged God's throne and was cast out. Jesus witnessed his expulsion from heaven and said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the heaven. And although Satan was earth's prince and had great authority, he had boundaries. We all have boundaries. His assignment ends at the closing or the end of the age. And it was through a series of temptations that Satan overcame Eve, and then Adam followed her into sin, thereby relinquishing his authority. Through this, man lost his spiritual presence and became a soulish, fleshful being. Finally, the curse of death came upon all mankind. Now, here's the point. If Jesus succeeded in being kinsman redeemer for mankind, he would have the authority and dominion to set up his kingdom on earth in man's heart. And this kingdom would challenge Satan's kingdom. It would expose his ultimate defeat and reverse the curse of sin upon man. It would absolutely put Satan's head underneath his foot and fulfill the prophetic words that were spoken all the way back in the beginning of time. And so those who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior must work diligently to accomplish good and overcome evil as they tear down Satan's kingdom from within. This takes place one soul at a time, because Ephesians 6 and 12 tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against powers and principalities and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And I want to tell you that if you are in a battle today, you are not wrestling against your boss. You are not wrestling against family members or even friends sometimes when relationships gets out of whack. You are wrestling against the powers and the principalities of hell, because Satan will come in between anything that is good, anything that God pours out from heaven, and he will try to destroy it. But I just want to say to you today, hold on to it in the name of Jesus, because every blessing, every promise in the book belongs to you, and there is not a devil that ever crawled out of the pit of hell that is able to take anything that God has ever given to you, whether it's your health, whether it's your family, regardless of what it is. God is able, hallelujah, to lift you up and to make sure that these promises remain in your hand as long as you stay faithful to him. So the power and the authority that you have in Christ Jesus is greater than Satan's power. Jesus said this, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And he also said something else, which is very powerful. He says, I have the keys of Hades and of death. This means he has conferred authority upon you to fulfill the works of his kingdom. For he said, behold, I give you that same power to tread on the serpents and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing. And I just want to just illuminate that thought for just 1 minute. Absolutely nothing has power over you as you yield to the power and the anointing of Christ. Listen, Satan knew this, and he waited for the right opportunity to set a plan in motion that would disqualify Jesus as kinsman redeemer. We see his attempt in the account of the temptation of Christ. And so the next pieces of our study are going to take a look at those temptations. So in your Bibles, you can turn to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Excuse me, just a second. And it says this: Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, you know, as a preacher, I have to stop there. You could preach on that for a really long time, because I promise you this one thing: the tempter is coming. If you haven't experienced him already yet today, he's on his way, and he is going to try to tempt you. He is going to try to overthrow you in some way, but you have power over him. You just have to learn how to use that power and how to stand strong in the power of his kingdom. So now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. See, the original creation of man was the work of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in concert, functioning in perfect harmony, perfect unity. The original design was a triune being that was absolutely balanced as body, soul, and spirit. But as a result of Adam's transgression, the spirit man immediately died, because this I can promise you, God will not commune with sin at any level. So the minute that Adam transgressed, the spirit man died. And then Adam's descendants were born, body and soul, without the life of the spirit. Man is soulish. He is fleshful. He is driven by the lust and desires of the flesh. And so to be made whole, man must be born again. But the second rebirth has to be of the Spirit. And we covered this pretty carefully in the last radio broadcast. But let me just cover it again, because this is absolutely one of my favorite passages of Bible scripture. In the third chapter of the book of John, it says this: And Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he said unto him, Rabbi, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said to him, You must be born again. This was a very odd and curious saying to Nicodemus, and he didn't understand it. So he began to question the Lord further, and he said to him, How can I be born a second time? Can I enter into my mother's womb and be born? And Jesus began to explain to him, when you are born of the flesh, that's all you are. You're flesh. You have a mind, you have intellect, you have all of those functionings of the soul that are going on, and you have fleshly desires, fleshly lusts that drives you. But that's all you are. And that is not what the kingdom of God is all about. The kingdom of God is spirit. And so Jesus began to tell Nicodemus, you have to be born of the Spirit. And this means that we ask Jesus Christ to come into our heart and be personal Lord and Savior. And this brings an absolute perfect balance into who we are in Christ Jesus, because then not only are we flesh, which is represented by the Greek word bios, but we are also our soulish peace, or our mental functions and our will and all of those things, which is psuche, P-S-U-C-H-E, but we are also spirit man. When he comes in, I'm going to tell you, it opens up a whole new realm for us, and it allows us to communicate with the spirit, amen, and that spirit is God, because the Bible tells us that if we worship him, we have to worship him in spirit and in truth, because God is a spirit. And the level of that spirit life is represented by the Greek word zoe, Z-O-E, and that brings spirit life. So in order for us to be balanced and whole in who we are in Christ Jesus, we have to have a balanced representation of all three aspects of those functions. Now, if you go back to the first chapter of the book of Genesis, it will begin to talk to you and tell you how the creation of man came about. It says this, and God said, let us. God said, let us make man in our own image. And so the Godhead came together with power and with anointing, and each member of the Godhead made a significant contribution in the creative process. And not only did they make that contribution to us, but they also follow that contribution through until the day that we stand before God. Jesus Christ contributed flesh. He was the Word made flesh, and he sees this flesh through, even providing a plan of redemption. Holy Spirit's contribution was soul. We see his work continuing in the restoration of the mind, the will, and the emotions of man. And then finally, God the Father's contribution was the spirit of man. Because again, I want to quote that same scripture, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So Adam's transgression resulted in the transference of dominion and authority over death, hell, and the grave from Adam to Satan. This increased Satan's reign over the earth to include death, hell, and the grave. As an interim plan of redemption, the law was put in place by Moses to cover man's sin. But listen, it did not wash the sin away, nor did it change or transform man. It did not add or take anything away. It merely covered sin, like throwing a tarp over a rotting trash can. Huh. That's an image that I don't want to think about. But the vicarious death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave man the opportunity to be restored again and to come out of a relationship of disharmony into a relationship of harmony and build that relationship with God once again. This is something that until you are saved and born again, you have never, ever experienced harmony with God. And I want to say to you, there is nothing like the peace of God that passes understanding in your life. There is nothing like laying your head down at night and knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that if sometime in the night you take your last breath, that you are at peace with God. And when you stand before him, that you are going to be okay. So today, if you are going through turmoil, today, if you don't have any level of peace in your life, if your marriage is in shambles and you're about to lose your job and your children are rebellious, just like most of our children can be at times, Let me introduce you to him. Just say to him, Lord, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life and be my personal Lord and Savior. Well, praise the Lord, I have to stop here, but I want you to tune in next Wednesday, and we're going to continue with the message on Kinsman Redeemer. If you would like more information about our church, or today, if you said the sinner's prayer and you need a church home, I challenge you to call our church office at 303-455-5130. We have prayer warriors standing by that will pray with you. They will lead you to the foot of the cross and introduce you to Jesus Christ. They will minister to you and just touch the throne of grace for you. Now, in order to get more information or get the Bible study on Kinsman Redeemer, you can visit our website at www.deliverancetabernacle.org or call the church office. So let me give you that number one more time, 303-455-5130. This is Deep Calling to Deep. Dry bones, I speak out to you in the name of Jesus, commanding you, come alive, come alive.
Tune in next Wednesday at 10 a.m. for another powerful teaching as Deep Calls to Deep. For prayer or more information about today's Bible study, call 303-455-5130. And Deep Calls to Deep is hosted by Deliverance Tabernacle at 395 Knox Court, Denver, Colorado, 80219. Dr. Gail Bailey has been the pastor of that church for 34 years. Again, listen every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for Deep Calls to Deep right here on KLDC 95.3 FM and 1220 AM.
Come alive.